Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for September 13th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and dwell into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The full FX is holding a one-day event on the sidelines of the FIA Expo on October 3rd at the Sheraton Grand Chicago Riverwalk from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The event is free to asset managers, corporates, hedge funds, CTAs, and prop trading firms. The fee for sell-side firms and consultants is $100 or $150. For more information on sponsoring the full FX at FIA Expo, please email Michelle Hempstead at michelle@thefullfx.com or Cindy Jang at cindy@thefullfx.com. Yesterday, we published the video interview I did with Michelle Tran, the president of TMX Datalinks, exploring term Cora, an interview with Michelle Tran, president of TMX Datalinks. JLN also published a podcast version of this interview, which can be found with a link in today's newsletter. TMX Markets, TMX Group's trading arm, announced on LinkedIn the upcoming hiring of Heidi Fisher to lead its strategic U.S. expansion plans. TMX said, in this new role, Ms. Fisher will provide direction and oversight for TMX's U.S. trading initiatives, aligning with TMX's corporate strategy and the organization's purpose of making markets better and empowering bold ideas. Are you going to be at FIA Expo, and do you have a story to tell about your firm? JLN will have its video team at Expo again this year, as well as other journalists conducting audio-only podcast interviews. If you are interested in participating in the JLN Industry Leader video or podcast series for this year's Expo, please contact me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. ICE Data Services today announced plans to offer ultra-low latency data between markets in the U.S. and Europe, including London, Frankfurt, and Bergamo. RJ O'Brien is hiring a new system support senior associate in the London area, United Kingdom. NASDAQ's newsletter Green Voices, the fall issue, bringing you the latest updates and insights on all things ESG, is available on the NASDAQ website. The fall newsletter includes links to its carbon removals ebook, Achieving a Net Negative Economy, the NASDAQ 2022 Sustainability Report, and the latest episode of ESG Trendsetters, this one profiling the company Orbia. It also includes an update on the revised European Sustainability Reporting Standards. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were: amateurs pile into 24 options, it's just gambling. U.S. energy producers reduce hedging to capture upside from higher prices. And hedge fund boss calls hydrogen bets, quote, complete waste of time, unquote. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Matt Levine of Bloomberg. The headline, gambling on options is fun. And a sculpture lawsuit, Jamie Dimon on bank capital rules, and a 2x levered Bitcoin ETF. there was just a very strong case that if you wanted to make long-term retirement investments, buying stocks was the good and sensible way to do it, endorsed by academic theory and common sense. But you had to pick the stocks. In the olden days, stock investing meant buying individual stocks, and retail stock investing meant not buying that many of them, because stocks traded at round lots of 100 expensive shares, so you could only buy so many different stocks. My comment. Yes, there are gamblers who trade, and yes, there are young, lower net worth venture capitalists who are prevented from investing in startups because of regulations that apply the very same type of mentality to options trading as they do VC investing. There are all kinds of ways to look at the options trading explosion. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, billionaire Ken Griffin lays out vision for philanthropy. With Catalyst Brand, billionaire is focused on education, science, upward mobility. It comes from an optimism about the future. Ken Griffin wants the public to know where his money is going. 1 month shy of his 55th birthday, the billionaire is launching Griffin Catalyst, a new brand for his philanthropic activities. It includes a website to detail the nonprofits he supports and why. The initiative doesn't alter his philanthropic staff or operations. My comment. Ken Griffin is one of the best philanthropists of our time, and here he's showing transparency and leadership to boot. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was The Wall Street Journal's amateurs pile into 24-hour options, it's just gambling. Second was Goldman Sachs reshuffles top management, elevates insiders as CEO Solomon retrenches. From Yahoo Finance. Third was CME Group to launch options on micro gold futures as retail participation jumps, a press release from the CME Group. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Financial Times, the headline, SEC accuses Virtu of failing to protect client trade information. Lawsuit says market makers' flawed system gave proprietary traders nearly unfettered access to material data. Market maker Virtu has been sued by U.S. regulators for allegedly giving misleading statements and omitting information about its protections against the potential misuse of sensitive customer information it held. The Securities and Exchange Commission's lawsuit on Tuesday said a database containing post-trade information generated from customer orders through Virtu's institutional business was accessible via two widely known passwords to practically anyone at Virtu Americas, including its proprietary trading business, which trades for its own account and profit rather than for clients. Here's another story, this one from CoinDesk. CoinDesk Indices expands into Asia Pacific through deal with major exchange operator ICE. ICE Futures Singapore's Bitcoin futures contract will now be known as CoinDesk Bitcoin Futures Contracts. ICE Futures Singapore, a division of one of the world's largest exchange operators, is overhauling its Bitcoin futures offering to use a benchmark supplied by CoinDesk Indices, according to a press release. CoinDesk Bitcoin futures will settle using the CoinDesk Bitcoin Futures Price Index, XBX, beginning with the October contracts. And then here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Deutsche Bank continued to push risky derivatives years after probe found mis-selling. Internal investigation from 2019 uncovered rule-breaking and lax controls in sales of complex products to Spanish SMEs. Deutsche Bank continued to sell risky foreign exchange derivatives to companies in Spain that had suffered big losses from such products even after an internal inquiry found long-standing mis-selling. An internal probe that began in 2019 after a whistleblower complaint found that the staff exploited flaws in the bank's controls and broke EU rules, pushing small and medium-sized Spanish companies to buy highly complex products that were promoted as safe and cheap hedges against foreign exchange risks. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcasts with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.